بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 20th session from Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. Fahd Abd Rahim. And the lessons that we hope to take today, inshallah, are lessons 38 and 39. 38 on pages 74 and 75, and lesson 39 on pages 76 and 77. But before we read the lessons for today, I just want to go back quickly and review the lessons that we took last week. Yani, lesson 36 and 37, starting on page 71. And also, I want somebody to remind me at the end of the class that we have some extra exercises for anybody who wants them. Somebody please remind me at the end of the class to give them out, the extra exercises, before we leave. Alright, so let's... Let's go to the lessons from last week, review. Starting with lesson 36 on page 71. This lesson, the new element was the consonant Hamza when it's written on top of wow, when it is written on wow as a seat. As we said on numerous occasions, the consonant Hamza is pronounced like the sound of its vowel, irregardless of whether or not it is written on aleph, or waw, or ya, or if it's written without a seat directly on the line. It's always pronounced the same way. It's pronounced like the sound of its vowel, a, e, or u. And if it has no vowel, then it's just a stop. As in the word ra-sun, ra-sun-nam. Okay, so today we're looking at the letter Hamza when it's written with waw as a seat. We're on page 71, lesson 36, line number 1, first word. Take another look at it. Look at the first vowel. Okay. Fu'adun. Fu'adun. Second word. Su'alun. Su'alun. Third word. Okay, here Hamza is written on waw with a seat, but it has no vowel, right? So it's just a stop. Yu'minu. Yu'minu. Naam. Yu'minu. Last word. Naam. Again, Hamza is written on waw as a seat. It has no vowel, so it's just a stop. Su'dudun. 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 Okay, line 2, the first word is a long word. Please pay attention, short vowels, long vowels, and things like that. Now, first word. Naam. Mu-a-ma-ra-tun. 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 If we stop on it, we say? Mu-a-ma-ra. Mu-a-ma-ra. Okay. Second word, line 2. Yu-a-khidhu. Yu-a-khidhu. Last word. Mu-a-kha-tha-tun. 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 If we stop on it, we say? Mu-a-kha-tha. Naam, we pronounce the ta marbuta if we stop on it, as though it is the letter ha, H, a regular H, without pronouncing any vowels. Mu'akhada. Okay, let's turn to the next lesson, lesson 37. Lesson 37 on page 72 and 73. This letter is the letter Qaf, the new element. The sound is articulated by bringing the back of the tongue in top in contact with the uvula, yani with the soft palate, with the soft palate. Yani, it's pronounced at the end of the tongue. It's the last letter that's pronounced on the tongue just before you reach the throat. And the letter just before it is the letter kaf. And we should distinguish between the sound of kaf and this letter, qaf. Okay, kaf, and qa. This is qa. It's at the end of the tongue, just before you reach the throat. Okay, let's see. Lesson 37, page 72, line 1. First word. Baqin. Baqin. Long vowel and tanween. Baqin. Second word.
Saqin.
Saqin. Long vowel and tanween. Third word.
Mulaqin.
Mulaqin. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Fourth word.
Saqa.
Saqa. If that was a calf, how would we pronounce the last letter? Saqa. Okay, but this one? Saqa. Saqa. Yani it's a verb. Saqa. Saqa yusuku. Yani to drive something. Last word, line 1.
Raqa.
Line 2, first word.
Faqa.
Long vowel, short vowel. Faqa. Second word.
Suqun.
Suqun. Long vowel, tanween. Third word.
Shaqun.
Shaqun. Okay, we're going to hold the cough because there's a shadda, right? So it means two coughs. Shaqqun. Shaqqun. Last word.
Masaqun.
Masaqun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Masaqun. Okay, line 3. First word.
Talaqin.
Talaqin. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Ta-la-qin. Second word.
Salaqa.
Salaqa. Salaqa. If that was a calf on the last letter, what would it be?
Salaqa.
Salaqa. But here we have qaf. Salaqa. Salaqa. Third word.
Abaqa.
Abaqa. Fourth word. Qala. Last word?
Qultu.
Qultu. Okay, we still in lesson 37. Turn to page 73. The letter qaf. The letter qaf. Line 4. First word.
Waqina.
Waqina. Waqina. Naam. Second word?
Qara'a.
Qara'a. Qara'a. Third word? Quranun. Not like we say in English, Quran. Quran. No, Quranun. Quranun. Last word.
Aqrabu.
Aqrabu. There's a sukoon on the qaf. Remember, the sukoon means what? Pronounce it with the previous letter as one syllable. The first syllable, aq. Second syllable, ra. And the last syllable, bu. Aqrabu. Aqrabu. Line 5, first word.
Qawlun.
Qawlun. This is a diphthong. Fatha followed by waw with sukoon. It's pronounced aw. Qawlun. Qawlun. Second word.
Maqalun.
Maqalun. Naam. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Third word.
Musabaqatun.
Musabaqatun. Ba. Musabaqatun. Musabaqatun. Last word.
Laqitu.
Laqitu. This is a long vowel. Kesra followed by ya with no vowel. Ya has no vowel. That means it's elongating the kesra. Tayyib. Line 6. First word.
Fuqta.
Fuqta. Second word.
Maqamun.
Maqamun. Third word.
Quri'a.
Quri'a. Quri'a. Last word.
Qari'un.
Qari'un. Remember, the ya at the end of this word is serving as a seat for Hamza. It's serving as a seed for hamza. So it's not elongating the kasra that's before, right? We have to be careful when we see ya, even if it's preceded by a kasra, it doesn't mean that it's elongating the kasra. We have to make sure that it's not a seed for hamza. And we have to make sure that it doesn't have a vowel of its own, in which case it would be a consonant. Okay, so we have to be careful with the letter ya, and likewise with the letter wow. Both of them can be a consonant with the vowel of their own, or they can be elongation of the kasra or dhamma, or they can be also a seat for hamza, or even a diphthong, right? If ya or wow have sukoon and they preceded by fatha, then it's not elongation, it's a combination of two different vowel sounds. Okay, walaikum salam. Last line, line 7, we're on lesson 37, page 73, line 7, first word. Liqa'un. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Liqa'un. Second word. Qabulun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Qabulun. Third word. Ashiq. Shadd on the qaf, right? Two qafs. Ashiqqa'u. Ashiqqa'u. Last word. Qalilun. Qalilun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Those are the two lessons that we took last week. And now, inshallah, let's look at the lessons for this week. Okay, the lessons we're going to take for this week. As I mentioned previously, we're coming near the end of the alphabet. Okay, we only have a few more sessions to go with the few remaining letters. These letters that we're going to take now are going to be letters, all of them are letters that they have no any similar sound in English. Okay? They have no similar sound in English. So these letters are going to be a little bit different. The two letters we're going to take today, the letter Ta and the letter Sad, both of these letters are letters that are pronounced with a heavy sound. Okay, it's called velarization. In Arabic, it's called tafkhim. Okay, so sa is different from sa. Huh? And ta is different from ta. And baad is different from da. Huh? So we have to pay attention. The sound of these letters are a little bit different. The tongue is curved up and it's raised up to the roof of the mouth. And then you have to place the tongue wherever its position is for the articulation of that letter. Okay, but the sound is going to be a little bit different than anything that we are used to in English. Okay, so let's pay attention. Here, primarily, the difference between the letter ta and this letter pa. Both of them are pronounced from the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gums of the upper two front teeth. Both of them, ta and pa and dal. All of them are from that makhraj, but what we want to do is distinguish between ta, which is a light sound, and ta, which is a heavy sound. Okay? Okay, so, in our extra exercises, I usually put a note at the bottom of the letter. So for the letter ta, we wrote no English equivalent. It is similar to the T in taut. Taut, similar, somewhat, but not exactly. It is produced by curving the tongue and raising it towards the vellum, the soft palate, yani the back of the roof of the tongue, of the mouth, and then raising the top part of the tip of the tongue, yani the top part of the front tip of the tongue, to the gum line of the two top incisors, the two top front teeth. Its articulation point is like ta and da, ta and del. Ta, this letter, pa, pa, pa. Okay, so it's yani. It's not like something. It's there's nothing like it. Yani, that's really the same as it in the English language. So we're gonna have to practice with it a little bit. Practice with it, yani, for some time. Okay, at the top of the page of 74, lesson 38, it says new element pa. This is the velarized form of ta, of t. Velarization involves curving the tongue and raising it towards the vellum, yani the soft palate, yani the back part of the roof of the mouth. Al-hanak al-a'la, yani it's the soft, what is called in English, soft palate. Okay, so this letter, the main thing is we want to distinguish between ta and fa, fa, fa. Okay? Let's look at the first line of exercises. Page 74, line 1. The first word, the first syllable is a diphthong, fatha followed by ya with sukun, and then we have fa, fa with tanween. First word.
Sautun.
Sautun. Sautun. Now, second word. Two long vowels and then tanween. A ba tun. Remember the wiggly line on top of the alif. That wiggly line represents what? It represents the hamza with fatha elongated by alif. It represents hamza with fatha elongated by alif. So how are we going to pronounce it? Like hamza with this vowel a, but elongated by alif. A. Okay, it means that it's the hamza with fatha elongated by alif. Abatun. Yani ibti, the ibti, the singular of abatun, ibti means the underarm, the armpits, armpit. Abatun. Okay, third word. Notice that this ha is like the ha in huwa or in Allahu. Okay, not the ha in halal and haram. Huh? This is ha, ha, ba, ta, ha, ba, ta, ha, ba, ta. Naam, ha, ba, ta, ha, ba, ta. Naam, last word.
Ra,
ba, ta. This is also a verb like the previous word. You see, they don't have alif, lam, or tanween. Generally speaking, a word that doesn't have alif, lam, or tanween, it's going to be a verb, because one of the main, two of the main signs of a noun in Arabic is that they take alif, lam, or tanween. There are some exceptions. Naam. So this word, ra, ba, fa, rabata. Yani rabata means, yani like ta, marbuta. Marbuta means the ta which is closed, which is tied. Yani rabata means to tie it. To tie it. Naam. Okay, let's read the first line all together from the beginning of the line. First word. Sautun. Second word. Abatun. Third word. Habata. Last word. Rabata. Okay, let's go now to line 2. We're still in lesson 38, page 74, line 2. First word is a diphthong. Ta, fatha, ya with sukun, then tanween. First word. Remember, this is not ta, this ta, ta, ta'i, ta'i. You have to pronounce the ta, right? Ta'irun, ta'irun, ta'irun. Second word, short vowel, long vowel, long vowel, tanween. Not tanween, I'm sorry, without tanween. Short vowel, long vowel, long vowel, single, short vowel again, short vowel. Okay, first, the second word. Asafiru. Asafiru. Naam? Naam, naam, naam. Asafiru. Type third word. Three syllables. Sul, ta, nun. Sul, ta, nun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Last word. Matarun. 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 Naam. Short vowel, short vowel, tanween. Matarun. Okay, let's go back and read line 2 all together from the first word. First word. Pa. Remember. Tairun. Second word. Asafiru. Third word. Sultanun. Last word? Matarun. Matarun. Okay, line 3. The first word is short vowel, long vowel, tanween. First word?
Matarun.
Matarun. By the way, what is a matar? Who said that? Naam, that meant the airport. Naam, matar is the airport. Naam. Matarun. Okay, second words. Long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Second word.
Fatirun.
Fatirun. Al-Fatir. Al-Fatir is one of the names of Allah, the creator. Yani the one who splits and cleaves things, bringing them into existence. Al-Fatiru. This word though is without Alif Lam, right? Fatirun. Fatirun. Third word, long vowel, short vowel. Qala. Qala. No tanween, no alif lam. This is a verb. This is a verb. Qala. Qala. Last word. Qaba. Qaba. Again, no alif lam, no tanween. This is also a verb. Qaba. And a famous word that comes from this verb is tayyib. Tayyib. Naam. Okay, let's read line 3 all together from the beginning, first word.
Matarun.
Matarun. Second word.
Fatirun.
Fatirun. Third word.
Qala.
Qala. Last word.
Qaba.
Okay, let's turn to page 75. Lesson 38, page 75, line 4, top of the page, short vowel, short vowel, short vowel, long vowel. Four syllables, huh? First word.
Fa-pa-ra-ni.
Fa-pa-ra-ni. Fa-pa-ra-ni. Yani fa-pa-ra-ni means he created me. Fa-pa-ra-ni. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa-pa-ra-ni. Naam.
Fa-pa-ra.
Fa-pa-ra-ni. Second word, line 4. Second word.
Athyabu.
Ala wazn af'al. Yani ism tafdil. Athyabu is the superlative form of the word tayyib. Tayyib. Tayyib means good. Athyab means the most good. Yani athyab. Or the best, or the purest. Athyabu. Naam, third word.
Ustulun.
Ustulun. Ustulun. This is a military term for a fleet of ships or a squadron. Ustulun. Now, last word, line 4.
Batalun.
Batalun. Is this a verb or a noun?
Noun.
How do we know it's a noun?
Tanween.
Tanween. Verbs don't take alif lam or tanween. Noun. Annie, they're similar. Of course, they're not exactly the same because, Annie, every word has some different meaning, right? But, Annie, fatara means to split, to cleave things apart. But it's used in reference to Allah bringing things into existence. Yeah, but khalaqa means specifically to create. Yeah, but I mean they're used generally in the same way, but not exactly. I mean because each has own different connotations, right? Naam. Fatarani. Naam. Yani there's an expression that's mentioned in the Quran, fitratullah. Fitratullah. Yani the fitra that Allah created the people upon. Yani the nature, the natural disposition that Allah created people upon. And we also have this word in the Eid, right? Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr. Yani the Eid after Ramadan. Okay, let's, the last word, did we read the last word?
Yes.
Yani naam. I just asked the question, is it a noun or is it a verb, right? Short vowel tanween, ba, fa, lun. Bafal means a champion. But there's a similar word that's from almost the same verb, yani, which means to become null and void, yani, batil, something that is, yani, false, batil. Naam, bafalun means a champion or a hero. Okay, let's read line 4 all together from the first word. Fa-ta-ra-ni. 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 Second word. أطيبو. Third word. Long. أسطولن. And the last word. بطلون. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the lesson. Let's read individually. Lesson 38. Page 74. Line 1, first word. Who wants it? Naam, Abdullahi. Sautun. Second word. Who wants it? Salahuddin.
Abatun.
Again, long.
Abatun.
Abatun. They should be equal in length. Abatun. Third word. Abdul Shakur.
Habata.
Last word, Mustafa.
Rabata.
Line 2, first word. Muhammad Menti. Tayrun. Second word. Abdul Shakur. Abdul Sabur. MashaAllah. They sitting in the right places today? Now I'm just totally confused. I'm sorry. Asatiru. Naam, asatiru. Naam, third word, Khatib.
Sultanun.
Last word, Abdul Halim.
Matarun.
Line 3, first word, Abdul Aziz.
Matarun.
Second word, Mustafa.
Fatirun.
Third word, Salahuddin.
Tala.
Last word, Abdullahi.
Taba.
Okay, turn to page 75, line 4, first word. Salahuddin. Naim. Salim. Salim. Fatarani. Ahsant. Second word. Mustafa.
Atyabu.
Third word, Salahuddin.
Ustulun.
Last word, Abdul Shakur.
Batalun.
Without, no elongation though. Don't say batalun, just make them both short. Batalun. Naam.
Batalun.
Okay, let's turn. Any question about the letter ta? Any question about the letter ta? Its articulation point is from the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gums of the upper two front teeth. Like ta, but heavy though. Yani curving up the tongue to the roof of the mouth, and then yani pronouncing it from the tip of the tongue and the gums of the two front incisors, upper front teeth. Yani ta, like ta, but heavy. Ta, 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 huh? Ta, ta, da. Wa alaykum salam. Okay, let's go to the next lesson, 39, page 76, lesson 39. Lesson 39, new element, saw. This is a velarized form of S, seen. Velarized form of seen. Refer to the note in lesson 38, yani meaning, about how this sound is pronounced. Okay, curving the tongue up to the roof of the mouth, and then pronouncing it from its articulation point. The articulation point for the letter Sa'd, as we wrote in our note for this particular letter, and the letter Sa'd has no English equivalent. It is somewhat similar to the S in sort. Sort. It is produced by curving the tongue. Its articulation point, like the letter Zay and Seen, its articulation point is between the tip of the tongue and the plates, between the tip of the tongue and the plates of the two top incisors, between them, not touching them, but between them, with a space between the tip of the tongue and the two top incisors, and slightly above the lower incisors. Okay, so the tip of the tongue is opposite the two top incisors, not touching it, with a space between them and above the two lower incisors, just like seen, seen, and like zay, zay, za, sa, sa. But with saad, it's velarized, right? Yani tafkhim, sa, sa, ha, sa, seen, sa, 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 sa. All right. Yeah, you're changing the shape of your mouth from seen to saad. Okay, the mouth has to be yani formed differently. Even though the articulation point is from the same place, top of the tip of the tongue, but the way the tongue is raised up in the velarized form, sa, sa. With seen, you don't have it. It's sa, 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 sa. Naam.
Tafkhim means hard.
Not hard, but heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy. Yes, heavy sound. Okay. Okay, so it says here, this is velarized form of seen, referred to the note in lesson 38 that we just talked about. Same thing with tha, same thing with saad. And we're going to also see the same thing with the letter va, and with the letter what? Saad, daad, and daad. Saad, daad, tha, and va. Okay? So this, kind of remember this rule. The letter saad. We didn't talk about the form of the letter, but saad is like a letter that's coming later on, daad. Except that saad has no dot, and daad has a dot. So when we get to daad, it's going to be written the same way as saad. Take its original independent form, as you see it on the right side of the page, and then if you cut off the end of it, and so that you can connect it to the following letter, that's how it begins in the middle. It just has a connector on both sides. On the end, it looks like it looks when it's by itself, but it has a connector from the letter that's before it. All right. So the modification of the letters, usually the ending form is going to look like the independent form, except it's going to have a connector to connect to it from the letter before it. And the middle form is going to look like the beginning form, except it has a connector on both sides. Most of the letters of the alphabet, the modification is like that, from beginning, middle to end. The original form, when it's by itself, is what we're going to start with, and then we're going to modify it a little bit to connect to something after it, to connect on both sides, or to go back to the ending form, which is its full form, just with a connector. Naam. Okay, so let's look at this letter, saw, saw, right? Page 76, lesson 39, line 1, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. First word.
Manasun.
Naam. Manasun. Sun. Manasun. Manasun. Second word with the shadda on the saad. Emphasize the saad, right? Rasa. Rasa. Naam. This is a verb. Rasa. Naam. Last word on line 1. And it has 3 syllables. The first one has sukoon. The second one is a long vowel. And the third one has tanween. Third word.
Marususun.
Marususun. Naam. Let's go back and read this line all together from the beginning. First word.
Manasun.
Manasun. Manasun. Second word.
Rasa.
Rasa. Rasa. Huh? With short vowel though. Rasa. Naam. Last word.
Marasusun.
Marasusun. Okay. Line 2. The first word has a diphthong, fatha, followed by wow with sukoon, au sound, right? First word.
Sautun.
Sautun. Sautun. Naam. Second word has a shadda on the lamb with a kasra. Yani remember, the vowel, when it's underneath the shadda, it's just like it's underneath the letter itself, right? So that means it's kasra. Second word.
Salli.
Hold the lamb. Salli. Salli, this is the command form when somebody orders you to make salah. Salli bina. Yani lead us in prayer. Salli. Naam. No, it's not salli. No, it's salli. Yani like Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad. Naam.
Command, right?
Huh?
Command?
No. It's a command form. This is the command form. Salli. Naam. Third word, line 2.
Salli.
Now remember, notice the shadda on the lamb. Sal Lay Tu. Three syllables. Sal Lay Tu. Diphthong Lam Fatta Ya with Sukoon A. Sallaytu. Sallaytu, yani is the same verb for the first person singular. Ana sallaytu. Ana sallaytu. Huh? Past tense. Naam. Means I prayed. I performed the salah. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of line 2 and let's read it all together. First word. Sautun. Second word. Salli. Third word. Sallaytu. Okay. Line 3. Same page. Yani page 76. Lesson 39. Line 3. First word.
Misru.
Misru. Yani this is the name of a country. Misr. Huh? Naam. Egypt. Naam. Misru. Misru. Second word. All short vowels. Three short vowels. So. Sabara, 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 sabara. We know this word, right? Sabara. Patient, be patient. He is patient, sabara. He was patient, sabara. Third word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Sadidun, sadidun. Last word, long vowel, short vowel. Sama. Sama. If it has a seen instead of saw, it would be?
Sama.
Huh? But this is what? Sama. No tanween, no alif lam. This is a verb, right? Sama yasumu. Yani we know this word, sama yasumu, right? From saum, siyam. Sama, he fasted. Yani sama ramadana. He fasted Ramadan. Okay, let's read line 3 all together from the first word. First beginning of the line, first word. Misru. Second word. Sabara. Third word. Sadidun. Last word. Sama. Okay, let's turn to page 77, lesson 39, line 4. First word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Salatun. Salatun. If we stop on this word, we say?
Salah.
Salah. Like H on the end. Salah. Salah. Naam. Salatun. We know this word. Naam. Second word, line 4. Usalli. Shaddu on the lamb with kasra elongated by ya. Kasra elongated by ya. This ya is elongating the kasra. It doesn't have a vowel of its own. It's not a seat for Hamza. So it's elongating the kasra. U salli. This is the present tense form of salla. Salla, he prayed. Yani, yusalli, he is praying now. Ana, yani usalli means ana usalli. I pray, I am praying. Naam. Naam.
So we
don't say
salah is
sola. We say salla. Salatun, salatun.
Salah is not the word.
The word is what?
Salah. I thought that was salah.
Salah. I'm not hearing the difference.
For
salah,
it's salah.
No, it's not sa, it's saw.
Oh.
Saw. Yeah, okay. We have to distinguish between seen and saw, right? Saw. Saw. Salah. Salah. Yani the second word, usalli, usalli. Usalli. Third word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Sudurun. Sudurun. Now, let's read line 4 from the beginning of the line. First word.
Salatun.
Salatun. Second word.
Usalli.
Usalli. Third word.
Sudurun.
Sudurun. Sudurun. Line 5. Naam?
What does the ya stand for?
No, it doesn't stand for anything. It's part of the verb itself. It's from the root of the verb. Huh? No, it's not. It's irregular. Yes, it's irregular. Yani, it's a fi'l naqis. Yani, the last letter is a weak letter. Naam. Salla yusalli. Naam. It doesn't. Yani, it's not a pronoun or anything. It's from the root of the verb itself. Line 5, first word short vowel, long vowel, tanween.
Basirun.
Al-Basir is one of the names of Allah, right? What is the meaning?
The seer.
The one who sees everything, the all-seeing. Al-Basir, Basirun. Naam, second word?
Ya-mun.
Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Si, ya-mun, siyamun. Siyamun means the same as saumun. Means what? Fasting. Siyamun, siyamun. Last word, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Sabirun. 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 Ism fa'il, the one who does the action of sabara. He is the one who is patient. Sabirun. He is a patient one. Sabirun. Ayyub alayhi salam. Sabirun. Okay, let's read line 5 from the beginning of the line. First word. Basirun. Second word. Siyam. Siyamun. Third word.
Sabirun.
Sabirun. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the lesson and let's read it individually. Lesson 39, page 76, line 1. First word, Mustafa.
Manasun.
Mana. Manasun. Second word. Khatib.
Rasa.
Ras. Naam. Rasa. Rasa. Third word, Abdullahi.
Marsusun.
Marsusun. Line 2, first word. First word, line 2, Abdul Hadi.
Sautun.
Sautun. Second word, Salahuddin.
Salli.
Salli. Salli. Third word, who's that back there? Abdul Aziz. Sallaytu, sallaytu, I performed prayer. Sallaytu. Line 3, first word. Line 3, Hassan.
Misru.
Misru. Second word. Mustafa.
Sabara.
Sabara. Sabara. Third word. Muhammad. Mente.
Sadidun.
Sadidun. Sadidun. Last word. Last word. Abdul Shakur.
Sama.
Aywa. Sama. 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 Page 77, line 4. First word, Abdul Wali.
Salatun.
Salatun. If we stop on it, we say? Salah. Salah. Second word, line 4, Abdullahi.
Usalli.
Third word, line 4, Salim. Not Naim, Salim. Now, make it long though. Su, do, make the second one long. Sudurun. Naam, sudurun. Line 5, first word. Line 5, Abdus Sabur.
Basirun.
Basirun. Basirun. Second word, Abdul Wali.
Siyamun.
Siyamun. Last word, Salahuddin.
Sabirun.
Sabirun. Any question about the letter Sad? Yes.
The seen is from the back?
No, seen is from the tip of the tongue, the top of the tip of the tongue, the same place as Sad. The way they are pronounced are different, but they are from the same articulation point. Seen, Sad, and Zay are all from the same articulation point. The top of the tip of the tongue, opposite the two front incisors, two front upper teeth, but not touching them. Opposite the two top, above the two lower front teeth. Okay? Sa, Sa, Za. They're from the same place. Naam. Okay, Afwan. Huh? Their sifat are different. No, their sifat are different, but the articulation point is the same. So this is something, yani a person studies tajweed, they will learn the details. Here we're not trying to teach tajweed, but we just want to give you an idea about these letters, how they should be pronounced. At least the articulation point. As far as the sifat of the letters, and it's a little bit detailed, and inshallah, yani everyone should try to study tajweed. It's very, very important that we study tajweed so that we can recite the Quran properly. We only have a few minutes remaining. Let's try to do some review quickly. From lesson one. Lesson one. Right? The easiest lesson in the book, inshallah. But maybe since it became so easy, you didn't review it in a long time. So now we're going to make sure that you're reviewing it. Okay? Quickly. Lesson one, page nine. Lesson one, page nine. This new element is ma, mi, mu. Yani the letter meme with the three short vowels. That's what we're learning in this lesson. The letter meme with the three short vowels. Okay, we see the letter meme with fatha on the top of the page, with kasra, with dhamma, ma, mi, mu. And then we see the letter meme in its beginning form. In the middle form, it will be connected on both sides. In the end form, it goes back to the original form with the connector joining to it. Okay, let's go to page 9, line 1, first word.
Mi, ma.
Mi, ma. Second word.
Mu, mi.
Mu, mi. Third word.
Ma, ma.
Ma, ma. Fourth word.
Mi, mi.
Mi, mi. Last word.
Mu, mu.
Mu, mu. Line 2, line 2.
Mi,
mu, ma. Second word.
Ma, mi, mu.
Ma, mi, mu. Last word.
Mi, ma, mi,
mi. Mi, ma, mu, mi. I remember when we first did this lesson, we weren't reading like that. Now it became easy. Alhamdulillah. Lesson 2, page 10. The letter noon with the three short vowels. The letter noon with the three short vowels. Line 1.
Na, na.
Na, na. Second word.
Ni, nu.
Ni, nu. Third word.
Nuni.
Nuni. Fourth word.
Na, na, ni.
Na, na, ni. Fifth word.
Ni, na, nu.
Ni, na, nu. Last word.
Nuni, na.
Nu, ni, na. Line 2. First word.
Mina.
Mina. Second word.
Nami.
Nami. Third word.
Manu.
Manu. Fourth word.
Namanu.
Na, ma, na. Namana. Okay, we're mixing up meem and noon here, huh? Mixing up meem and noon here. Okay, it's a little bit of mixture. Line 1 was all noons. Line 2, I forgot to warn you. Line 2 is mixing meem and noon. Last word.
Me-na-mi.
Me-na-mi. Okay, page 11. Page 11, the new element is the sukoon. Sukoon means the absence of a vowel. In terms of practical application, it means pronounce the letter with sukoon with the letter before it to make one syllable. Okay? Line 1, first word.
Men.
Men. Second word.
Min.
Min. I want to hear the distinction between men and min. Fatha and kasra. Men. Min. First word.
Men.
Men. Second word.
Min.
Min. Third word.
Nam.
Nam. Last word.
Nim.
Na. Nim. Na. Turn to page 12. Lesson 4, the letter lam. The letter lam. The letter lam. First line.
Mil.
Mil. Second word.
Nal.
Nel. Third word.
Lam.
Lem. Fourth word.
Lam.
Len. Last word.
Liman.
Liman. Line 2. First word.
Lumna.
Lumna. Second word.
Milna.
Milna. Third.
Lam.
Lam. Nanam. Last one.
Lam
namil. Lam namil. Line 3. First combination.
Lam
nanal. Lam nanal. Second combination.
Lam
nanum. Lam nanum. Last word.
Malal.
Malal na. Malal na. Page 13. This lesson is dealing with shadda. Shadda means the consonant is doubled. The first one must have sukoon. So when you see shadda, it means that letter that's doubled, the first of them is going to be connected to the previous letter to make one syllable. And the second of them is going to take the vowel that's written with the shadda, alright? So we have here, on the top of the page, meem fatta noon fatta. Ma, na. And then we have meem fatta noon with shadda. Men, na. Menna. Pay attention to the shadda. Shadda means the first of the double letter has sukoon connected to the letter before it. Page 13, lesson 5, line 1, first word.
Manna.
Manna. Second word.
Namma.
Namma. Third word.
Lamma.
Lamma. Fourth word.
Malla.
Malla. Line 2, first word.
Namunnu.
Namunnu. Second word.
Nalummu.
Nalummu. Third word.
Mananna.
Mananna. Page 14 is dealing with the elongation of fatha with alif. Elongation of fatha with alif. Meem with fatha, ma. Meem with fatha elongated by alif, ma. Ma, ma. Elongation, two counts. Page 14, lesson 6, line 1, first word.
Mala.
Mala. Second word.
Nama.
Nama. Third word.
Nimna.
Nimna. Fourth word.
Nanamu.
Nanamu. Last word.
Milna.
Milna. Line 2, first word.
Nilna.
Nilna. Second word.
Lumna.
Lumna. Third word.
Nama.
Nama. Fourth word.
Linna.
Linna. Last word.
Lana.
Lana. Line 3 is just showing us that when lam with fatha is elongated by alif, we're going to make this special combination letter. Yani, it's called lam alif. Yani, it's lam with fatha followed by alif. Okay. طيب. So all what we're doing here, lam fatha elongated by alif. Line 3. So line 3, the word is pronounced what?
La.
Okay, I don't know. The sister said attention. Zay, seen, and sod come from the tip of the tongue along with the space between the upper and lower central incisors. I just want to clarify that statement in case there's some misunderstanding. The tip of the tongue and the space between the upper, yani opposite the upper incisors, above the lower incisors. Not between the upper and lower. It's opposite the upper incisors, above the lower incisors. The space is between the tip of the tongue and the upper incisors. Taib. Page 15, line 4, first word.
Lama.
Lama. Second word.
Lana.
Lana. Last word.
Lama.
Lama. Page 16, lesson 7, dealing with the letter ha, the ha that's in huwa. Huwa. The letter ha. Okay, line 1, first word.
Hum.
Second word.
Hunna.
Hunna. Third word.
Hal.
Hal. Fourth word.
Hamma.
Hamma. Hamma. With a short vowel, right? Last word.
Hana.
Hana. Line 2. First word.
Laha.
Laha. Laha. Short vowel, long vowel. Laha. Second word.
Lahum.
Lahum. Third word.
Nahaha.
Fourth word.
Nahahu.
Nahahu. Last word.
Nahana.
Nahana. Two long vowels. Short vowel and two long vowels. Nahana. Line 3. First word.
Minhu.
Minhu. Second word.
Lahu.
Lahu. Third word.
Lahu.
Long vowel, short vowel, short vowel. Lamahu. Last word.
Maluhu.
Maluhu. Page 17, lesson 8, the letter kaf. Huh? Kaf, please distinguish it from the letter qaf. Both of them are from the back of the tongue. Kaf comes, and then at the end of the tongue comes qaf. Qaf. Okay, this is letter kaf. Line 1, first word.
Hunaka.
Second word.
Nahaka.
Nahaka. Third word.
Munaka.
Last word.
Laka.
Laka. Line 2. First word.
Laka.
Laka. Second word.
Lucky.
Lucky. Third word.
Kana.
Kana. Fourth word.
Kana.
Kana. Two long vowels. Kana. The word before it is what?
Kana.
Kana. Huh? This word? Second name?
Kana.
Kana. Okay, last word.
Kama.
Line three, first word.
Kaman.
Second word, shed on the lam with fatah elongated by aleph. Second word.
Kalla.
Third word.
Kunna.
Last word.
Lakana.
Page 18, still lesson 8. The letter kaf, line 4. First word.
Kulluhum.
Second word.
Kulluna.
Third word.
Kulluha.
Last word.
Kun.
Page 19, lesson 9. The letter ta, as opposed to the letter we had today, ha. Both of them from the same articulation point. The letter ta. Line 1, first word.
Mata.
Second word.
Lata.
Third word.
Hati.
Last word.
Kanat.
Line 2.
Kuntu.
Second word.
Kunti.
Third word.
Kunta.
Kunta. Last word.
Mitu.
Mitu. Line 3. First word.
Lamat.
Second word.
Lamat.
Third word.
Hanat.
Last word.
Linta.
Linta. Page 20, lesson 9, line 4. First word.
Tanamu.
Second word.
Tuhanu.
Third word.
Tukalu.
Last word.
Talaha.
Line 5. First combination.
Lam
taku. Second combination.
Lam
takun. Last combination.
Lam
nakun. Line 6. First word. Shadd on the noon.
Takinu.
Second word. Shadd on the calf.
Makkanat.
Makkanat. Third word.
Tilka.
Last word.
Tilkum.
Page 21, lesson 10, the letter ba. Ba. First line, first word.
Taba.
Second word.
Haba.
Third word.
Nahabu.
Nahabu. Last word.
Kataba.
Second line, first word.
Katab
to. Second word.
Katab
ta. Third word.
Katab
ti. Last word.
Katabna.
Line 3. First word.
Buhita.
Second word.
Bihi.
Third word.
Tubtu.
Fourth word.
Tubti.
Last word.
Tubta.
Page 22, line 4, lesson 10. First word.
Tubna.
Second word. Shadd on the bat.
Tabbat.
Last word.
Takubbu.
Shadd on the last letter bat. Takubbu. Line 5. First word.
Bima.
Second word.
Bika.
Third word.
Bikam.
Last word.
Bihim.
Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. 10 lessons we just reviewed. You should be able to review 10 lessons at least every day. One day a week, do 10. Every day, do 10. Review 10 lessons. In 3 days, you've finished 30 lessons. In 4 days, you've finished 40 lessons. MashaAllah. Yani by the end of the week, you can review the whole book at least once and some more. Okay, everybody who needs extra exercises for the letter Ta and the letter Sad, I'm going to put them here. Whoever needs them, please take one. Don't get the two pages mixed up, please, so people get, yeah, I need two of one and don't get the other one. Take it, and everybody, whoever needs it, take it.